This is the English recording of the story Prinshaya Shet. Jampatong was the daughter of King Appainulat, the ruler of the city of Wesali. Her name, which meant golden champak flower, had been given to her because when she cried, she shed champak flowers in place of tears. Jampatong had been raising a crocodile in the palace, which once grown became fierce and terrorized the villagers. This enraged King Appainulat, who responded by promptly exiling Jampatong from the city. Accompanied by her pet cat, Jampatong wandered the forest until she encountered an ogre named Nontayak. Startled, she fled, running until she happened upon a hermit, whom she begged to provide shelter for her and her feline companion. Meanwhile, in the ogre city of Singhon, King Singhon had had a dream of another ogre presenting him with a champak flower from the forest. The flower had been the color of purest gold and marvelous to behold. He consulted his soothsayer about the dream, who proclaimed that it had presaged the king having a daughter. Nontayak heard this and told the king of the girl she had encountered living with the hermit in the woods. Singhon thus went to visit the hermit and request that Jampatong return with him as his daughter. She agreed, and he named her Suvincha. Shayashed was the prince of the nearby city of Heman. One day, he was out for a stroll in the woods and lost his way, accidentally wandering into Singhon. Suvincha was out admiring her garden when she happened to see the prince, and so took him to meet with King Singhon. Shayashed promised the city officials that if enemies attacked Heman, he would volunteer to take up arms and defeat them. In return, the king allowed the prince to take Suvincha as his wife. She thus returned with him to the city of Heman. Back in Heman, the prince's 7 concubines had become jealous of Suvincha, as they could see that she was first in the prince's heart. Suvincha soon became pregnant. But when the day of the infant birth grew near, the 7 concubines convinced Shayashed that a white elephant had been seen in the forest, so he left the palace to capture it. Meanwhile, Suvincha gave birth to a son, who came into the world armed with a bow and a dagger. The 7 concubines promptly seized the boy, forced him into a trunk, and buried him beneath the banyan tree in the forest. However, the spirit of the banyan tree kept the interred infant alive. When Shayashed returned from his elephant hunt, his concubines told him that Suvincha had given birth to a lock. The prince summarily exiled Suvincha from the kingdom for bearing him such a child. Her cat had seen what the concubines had done, and so led Suvincha to the spot where her son had been buried. They unearthed the trunk from beneath the tree and took her child back to Singhon, where the king named him Nirai Tibet. Prince Shayashed later realized that Suvincha had been maligned and traveled to the kingdom of Singhon to seek her out. He encountered Prince Narai Tibet, who was on a walk with his nursemaid in the woods. This adorable child looked so much like Shayashed that he was convinced it must be his son, so he tried to embrace the child and offered him sweets. However, the stranger's attempt to lay hands on him enraged Nirai Tibet. He drew his bow and went to shoot him through with an arrow. But his weapon burst into a billow of flowers, which floated gently down and scattered across the ground. This astonished Shayashed, who prayed that if this boy was indeed his and Suvincha's son, the next arrow he loosed would transform into food. He then released an arrow from his bow, which instantly became a great feast spread across ground around them. He was thus assured of the boy's parentage. Shayashed asked the child who his mother was. The child replied that his mother was Suvincha and his father was King Singhon. Shayashed then told the boy of all that had taken place. Now realizing that this man was his father, Narai Tibet took him to meet King Singhon. Shayashed begged Suvincha's forgiveness, and Narai Tibet spoke to quell her anger towards his father. Suvincha eventually forgave Shayashed and the three of them were able to live together happily as a family. Shayashed, back to Vindhya's. Shayashed, back to Vindhya's forgiveness, and Narayati Bed spoke to quell her anger towards his father. So Vindhya eventually forgave Shayashed, and the three of them were able to live together happily as a family.